This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn at 6:43. Churches in Philadelphia have had a few weeks to hone their streaming online skills before Holy Week. This Sunday for Easter, the faithful will not be allowed to gather inside churches so as not to spread the coronavirus. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports during the pandemic, churches have had to rethink the rules of their faith.
Reverend Claire Nevenfield started putting her Sunday services online a few weeks ago at the outset of the COVID-19 surge in Philadelphia. It was awkward.
There has been a meme going around based on the old Star Trek series, and it's like, my God, man, I'm a priest, not a videographer.
By now, Nevenfield feels like she has a pretty good grasp on how to stream worship services on Facebook Live and Zoom, with one big caveat: there will not be a communion. The Episcopal Church does not allow the distribution of the Eucharist unless you are physically present to receive it. The church will not relax its belief that the flesh of Jesus Christ must be shared communally.
Christian faith is certainly about embodiment. Our story is one of God becoming human. And so it is particularly disorienting, disjointed to not have that this week.
The Catholics, likewise, are not allowing any distribution for the Eucharist, which means they are really not allowing any kind of communion at all while the faithful cannot congregate. However, Presbyterians have bent their rules slightly to allow virtual communion. That's where congregants at home can follow the actions of a minister on streaming video to consecrate their own bread and wine.
Tear off a piece of bread, as generous as you understand God's grace to be, and then take a little bit more, because God's grace is always more than you think you want or deserve.
This is Reverend Bill Goldwer of the Art Street Presbyterian Church in Center City.
It's super awkward and unfamiliar, but we've had to learn how to adapt ourselves.
Some smaller churches in lower-income neighborhoods have given up celebrating Holy Week entirely during the pandemic because too many of their congregants are not able or not willing to stream online video. Pastor Mark Silva of the Geiger Memorial Brethren Church in the Strawberry Mansion neighborhood says some of his congregants are on the other side of the digital divide.
A lot of folks in our church are less technologically inclined. So for us, ministry over the last few weeks, and including this week, Holy Week, has kind of been more of a grassroots approach.
Silva has been connecting with his congregation through personal phone calls, text messages, and even writing letters on paper dropped into mail slots.
Yeah, not unlike the New Testament itself, right, which were letters from various authors. So talk about old school. We're going back to New Testament technology.
Silva points to a passage in the biblical second book of John that reflects how many Christians are feeling right now. That's where John writes, "I hope to visit you soon and talk with you face to face so that our joy may be complete." Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.